So I inherited a bunch of technical type stuff and all the technical difficulties that come along with it. And these things, Randy never told me to invest in cough drops my first year. Had he told me, I would be a millionaire now. Never used to buy these until I graduated. There we go.
You're using the wrong brand.
Oh, that's why. That's why. They never even told me the right brand to use. Just kidding. Oh. Thank you. Now I'm going to have to wait to put this one in my mouth. When I was thinking, actually during just the worship service, I thought, wow, Lord, three speakers, 15, 20 minutes pop. What can be done in that time? Lord, just sorry. Spoke to my heart and said, I came down in a moment of time. I came to my own. They didn't receive me. I came to a creation I created. They had nothing to do with me. Oh, they wanted what I could do for them. They wanted to find me where they were instead of finding me where I am. I walked among them. I fed them. I clothed them. I healed them. I raised them. And then I died for them and I was buried. And I rose again that they might have life. I sent my spirit that they would be drawn unto me. I sent my messengers before my face, because that's what I do. Behold, I send my messenger before my face to prepare the ground before me that they might come to me. I drew them because they would not come. I gathered them because they would only scatter. I am the faithful one. There is no other. I brought them to myself. I desire to make myself known to them. That hit me like a ton of bricks. In a moment of time, to hear the Lord's voice is everything. People can speak to our ears. They can testify of this one whom they've seen. If it's a true testimony, then they've had to see something. But with God, it's not a something. It's whether we've seen the Son or not. That is the definition of a true witness. One who has seen the resurrection. They witnessed the resurrection. They witnessed Christ. And yet hearing the testimony of one who is seen is not enough. It is not enough. It is not enough. God gave a testimony. It's called the Scriptures. And there was a time when I began seeing Christ in the Scriptures, which I believe is a miracle of God. It is a miracle of God to see the testimony of Christ in the Scriptures. Saul of Tarsus read the thing backwards, forwards, upside down, sideways, and he never saw Christ. And he thought he was serving the Lord. Wreaked havoc upon the body of Christ. And yet the testimony is designed of God to bring us unto the person himself. Nothing less. Nothing less.
Amen.
The first time we come is at the moment of a new birth. Boom. Everything happens at that moment. Everything. The eternal change comes into our heart. I was reading some of the things back there. I actually found something that I wrote. I can't even remember what year I was when I wrote it. And I read that and I was like, oh my God. That's not my life. I can say that not because I believe that's not my life. No. I can say that in the sincerity of my heart. That's not where I find my life anymore. That is not where I find my life anymore. I find my life where He is. There was one thing that I did read that really stuck out, was at least to me. It was mercy. It's like, oh my God. Mercy is when one is completely powerless to do anything, and one who is all powerful extends to one who cannot. That's mercy. In His mercy, God drew us unto His Son, and we are born again. In His mercy, He makes known the one who is present. It's better to hear the voice of God, because the voice of God will cause your heart in obedience to turn to see the voice. The voice of man doesn't do that. The voice of man, my voice, anyone else's voice, will cause a tingling in your ear, like a sounding cymbal, and will direct to something less than Christ Himself. God is the only one who is faithful to direct our heart unto the person of His Son. That's what Jesus said. When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Not truths. Truth. Who Christ Himself is. A person who's not born again can read the Bible. I did. They can go to church. I did. They can raise their hand and receive Jesus. Guess what? I did. They can do all these things. They can repeat the sinner's prayer. I got my hand raised because I did all that. But until Christ is in the soul, nothing has taken place. 1992 is when I was born again. Something I could not do happened. God took the initiative. God appeared on the scene. He always takes the initiative. We don't. We can't. Remember, someone was declaring the mind of the Lord. We are not faithful. And if we think we are, the Lord will let us run our course. Because there is only one faithful and true. This was our life. I came to Bible school. I had to read the plaque. I graduated in 2001. Thank you. 2001. 1992. 2001. That's a big span of time. 2004, Kay and I were married, and I went to Arkansas. I can't remember if it was my third or second year here, as I stated, I began to see Christ in the Scriptures like never before. I mean, when a person is only hearing and hearing and hearing, it's like you're alive. It's like in your heart, it's, this is real. And you kind of walk on clouds. Or better put, you ride on someone else's shirt tails. But when you begin seeing the Lord for yourself in the Scriptures, oh my God, that is mind-blowing. 2004. Or, shall I say, what was it, 2001? Maybe in 2000, I can't remember. 2001, 2004, I've seen the Lord. Got it. I've seen the Lord. Got it. But see, the Holy Spirit isn't faithful to what I know, to what I think, to my concept. He's faithful to the truth. He's the Spirit of truth. God the Father is the only one who can reveal the Son. That's what he told Peter. Who am I? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You're blessed, Peter. Your studies as a Jewish boy going to synagogue, hearing from the rabbis, did not teach you this. Your study of the Scripture themselves did not teach you this. All your reading of the Scripture did not teach you this. You didn't get this from man, but my Father revealed it unto you. But oh my gosh, we know the answer. I read it. Who's Jesus? I know. How do you know? Well, the Lord revealed it to me right here. Have you seen his face? What do we want? Do we want him? Or do we want something less? Or do we want the Jesus for, you know, Lord, and I say these things, these were my prayers at times. This is what really governed me. Lord, reveal Jesus so that. Lord, reveal Jesus so that. I'll just say this, because the Lord hit me like a ton of bricks, you know. When I had some concept in my mind, it's like, I want fruit, Lord. Right? It's like proof. I want fruit, Lord. The Spirit of God said, well, if you want fruit, any old man will do. Do we want him? Or do we want the results of finding him? In 2004, we moved to Arkansas. In 2008, in one rabbit trail of a scripture, it wasn't even on my outline of notes. Just, what's this? I think I'll step aside and take a look at this great site. There came a time because the only one who is faithful began convincing me of the truth. When I had said, Lord, I've got it. When I had said, Lord, I've seen you. He didn't say, oh, you're messed up, you liar. He didn't say, you missed it. He continued preparing the ground of my own heart till I began praying, my God, have I really seen you? Father, have you revealed your Son in me? I'm completely convinced you have, but have you done this? You're the only one who can. Have you done this? You, what no man can do. With all honesty, my God, I have seen the purpose for everything. Why we exist. Why God created a globe. Why there is a natural creation. Why your soul is here. Why your soul has been created. I know. He revealed it all in the face of His own Son. That's it. Nothing less. Nothing less and nothing more. I can't glory in something I didn't do. Those who have seen the Lord cannot glory in what they've not done. Those who have not seen the Lord can glory in a man. Those who have seen the Lord cannot glory in what they have not done. The glory is in the Lord because they've seen the glory of the Lord in a person. 2008, this is 2017. I have not seen anything less in the Scripture. The Lord has not been preparing the ground of my heart for anything less than seeing His Son. Amen. No man can come to me except the Father draw him. Amen. What can I do? My God, be merciful. And do what only You can do. Again and again and again. Those of you who I asked for prayer the other day, the other morning, if you think of me, pray according to what I asked, please. Just if you have a thought, let's just thought of Jimmy Ned. Please pray for me, because that's what's in my heart. That's what's in my heart. Paul said, "The gospel that I preach, I didn't learn it." A Hebrew of the Hebrews, a Pharisee. He memorized Scripture. He memorized the Torah, probably. He said, I didn't learn it from man. What I'm declaring, I did not get from man. I didn't get it from man. Because what I got from man, I used to persecute the body of my Lord. What I got from my learning, from my studies, from hearing the voice of man, I used and persecuted the body of my Lord. But he says, the gospel, this gospel of His glorious Son, this gospel of Christ Himself, the gospel that I declare, I did not receive it from man. It didn't come from my studies. It didn't come from sitting at the feet of Gamaliel, one of the greatest Jewish rabbis ever. It didn't come from there. It didn't come from there, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And if He had to see the Lord, if God had to reveal His Son in him for even him to be able to declare the gospel. The gospel. The eternal gospel. Not the gospel where God meets you and keeps you and everything makes your little life on earth great or whatever. Or where you can serve Jesus. Come on, listen to me. Here. If you're not born again, you need to be born again. If you are born again, there is something in your heart that wants to serve the Lord. And if it's not there, there's something not right. But I'll say this. That's there because the heart that serves the Father is His Son. We confuse that with us. We do. Can I serve God? No. Aaron is the only one who serves God. And if I know and have seen Aaron, then I will serve what Aaron is doing. It will not be my ministry. It will be Aaron's ministry. There's an order. The order begins God. And then everything else. We bypass the order. For one, I'll just say it in Job. Job said, the Lord gave, the Lord took away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we think it's about what happened to Job. And it's not. It's not. For those who are not born again, their soul is found in a condition of death. And the Lord gives. And by giving life, He takes away the condition of death. I wasn't angry when I got born again. I wasn't upset with God, listen, for taking away. I think I was more occupied with what He gave and didn't consider what was taken away, because I was occupied with what He gave. I'm about to cut this off because my throat's going to go, says Mallory. And just in closing, there it is. I closed it. There are things that I did learn. That was my first closing right there. Hey, it's inherited. The ignorance, the darkness that governs our heart is taken away when the Lord reveals the light of the knowledge of His Son. Amen. That's the order. The Lord gives the knowledge of His Son. He says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And Jesus declares, "I am." And then my concept is taken away. So, the Lord bless you.